From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Heavy fog is preventing search teams from combing through the wreckage of an Iranian plane that crashed Sunday in the southern part of the country. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Anxiously waiting for news. Relatives of some of the 66 people believed to have died in a plane crash in Iran on Sunday, gathering at the plane's destination of Yasuj in the country's southwest. Local media say the Asaman Airlines plane crashed near the town of Semirom. It had just taken off from Tehran's Mehrabad airport. A spokesman for the airline says there were 60 passengers and 6 crew on board and that they will all have been killed.
Russian news reports say a gunman has opened fire on people leaving a church service in the North Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least 5 people and wounding 4 others. The TASS news agency said the shooting happened Sunday outside a church in the town of Kizlyar. The assailant was killed by police. Kizlyar's mayor Alexander Shuvalov told TASS the shooter was shot dead. He said 2 police officers were among those wounded. The motive for the shooting is not known. Dagestan is a predominantly Muslim region between Chechnya and the Caspian Sea. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed that Iran is just years away from having a nuclear bomb. Under pressure back home and facing possible corruption charges, Netanyahu took to the stage at the Munich Security Conference Sunday to deliver a warning about the security of the Middle East region. The prime minister accused Iran of posing an existential threat. This is VOA News.